You think you understand social distancing. It boils down to keeping apart as a crucial way to help reduce the spread of the coronavirus. But when it's time to actually make decisions about what this does and does not mean in daily life, not everybody's confident. And with more schools closing, adults need to understand the concept for themselves and for their families, including children. Dr. Asaf Bitton is a primary care physician and public health researcher affiliated with Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. He's published an essay that guides you through how to do social distancing the right way. Dr. Bitton, thanks for joining us.
It's nice to be here.
We've reprinted your essay at Cognoscenti on WBUR.org, although when you first published it, you gave your essay a title that I think really catches the attention of parents. And that title is?
This is not a snow day.
That's right. So it's being shared widely. I think the title might be part of it. In a nutshell, what are you trying to make clear with that snow day contrast?
We are in unprecedented times here. We have an enormous challenge, a disruptive challenge ahead of us with this spread of the pandemic. And as we're seeing schools close and work for many people move to work from home, I think that a lot of reasonable questions have come up around what does that mean, especially for families with kids? Does that mean that we can have play dates and still have parties and sleepovers, et cetera? And what I try to lay out is the fact that this form of social distancing is extreme because it needs to be extreme. We are trying to create physical distance between family units, between individuals. So it actually means not having kids over. It means not having play dates. It means being careful, even when you go outside, to maintain physical distance and not sharing food. So that all sounds fairly extreme because we are in these unprecedented times that require extreme measures.
Now, a lot of people, I think, are doing or trying to do the things you say, but as humans, sometimes we behave as if we believe we're the exceptions. The rules are important, but, you know, personally, we can bend or break them. How do you get through to a person who might be thinking that way?
With the fact that we are in, we're on a curve right now for a rate of growth with the spread of coronavirus and COVID-19 that looks almost exactly like the rate of growth in Italy and Spain, except 10 to 14 days behind. What I'm trying to lay out and desperately trying to get people to listen to is the idea that we've entered a new social compact with each other as a society, whether we know it or not. Last night, for instance, there were multiple reports of many people sort of filling the bars in Southie and many other places across Boston to celebrate St. Paddy's Day. And I totally understand the impulse, but the problem is we need to take this seriously, and everybody has a part to play in this. Everybody has a part to make themselves a little more uncomfortable, a little bit more physically separate in order to really stem the tide of this oncoming epidemic.
Give us a few more details about what is, or perhaps more often, is not permissible.
This all came about on Friday morning because my wife, who is a sort of social connector in our town, was getting inundated with all these questions, and we decided to just write an email so that she could spread to friends and contacts. And really, it was about these practical questions. You know, what if many people wanted to know, can I have a play date just with like one family? Can we just choose one family? And as long as they're, quote, not sick, it's all good. And, you know, what I'd say is, unfortunately, with the asymptomatic period that precedes illness with this virus, the more prudent thing at this point is to really try to disconnect physically from other family units, or if you're a person who lives with roommates, obviously you can't disconnect from your roommates, but maybe not going out or not having a lot of people over is really the best idea. Now, I want to make clear, going out, especially for kids, but also for, you know, older adolescents or the thousands of kids that are coming home early from college or other college-age kids, this is really hard. We are all social creatures, and I completely get that, and we need social connection. But we just need physical distance. It's not that we're asking or we're imploring people to not have social connection. We're asking people to change the mode of social connection to one that is more virtual, that is more distant, and that is hopefully just temporary if we start now.
Dr. Bitton, thank you for taking time with us.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Asaf Bitton is a primary care physician and public health researcher affiliated with Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. You'll find his essay at wbur.org/cognoscenti.